I am the first of the people who will till with the cross means to me. And like most of you, I should think, hot cross buns with my first introduction to the cross. My mum was a professional cook, and I always thought it was a very special time in the year when these hot cross buns came. Special good times was my first thought of the cross, and as my world view has grown, as I've grown, I think I've almost finished growing now, I find that I see the cross all about me, and it's there showing that Christ's work is being done here and there, whether it's in schools, or hospitals, churches, hospices, social welfare agencies. And it's a symbol of Christianity, that here is Christ working for us, and us working for Christ. And it's become the predominant symbol of Christianity, and it's very widespread. And I think the reason for that is that it's so central to those crucial days of the first Easter. Christ, the cross. They can't be separated in one sense. We all know the story of how Christ was innocent, he was free from sin, and in an act of generous kindness, he did God's work for us, took our sins and then suffered and was killed on the cross. Then he rose again, having conquered death and won for us eternal life. That's the essential message of Christianity. He died for us and won us eternal life. And in difficult times, I find in good times, it's a wonderful joy, and in difficult times, it's a badge almost, a reminder, a souvenir, something that can help me just think about the cross, think about the loving kindness, the generosity, of the hope of eternal life. And that brings things back into perspective. So there is the symbol, there is the message. Goodness, kindness, and the hope of eternal life. And that's what the cross means to me.
Well, God has got me through a very busy week this week, but I have had some time to reflect on what the cross means to me. I came to this church 2 years ago today, Good Friday 2 years ago, and before then the cross was actually quite a sort of controversial symbol for me, confusing symbol. I never really understood what it meant, growing up in a Catholic church, and it also represented sort of the fraught relationship that I had with my mum that used to force me to go to church every week, and I didn't really understand it until 2 years ago. So since then, I started to make meaning for myself and through the help of this church. And I started to understand that Jesus died because of human sin. And that started to increase my own awareness of my own sin and got me to start asking for forgiveness and asking for mercy and to start to repent and turn away from my own sin. And so this all symbolised the cross for me at that stage. I then began to understand that Jesus came back. Jesus rose again and came back to walk alongside me. And he came back to fill us with the Holy Spirit. And then I began to understand that the Holy Spirit transforms my mind and helps me in my weakness and teaches me to pray. And so the cross then symbolised the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for me. And so now it's a reminder to praise God for a kingdom that cannot be shaken. It's a reminder to cultivate a thankful heart in all circumstances, which is a wonderful challenge, to cultivate a thankful heart in all circumstances. It's a reminder to forgive as I have been forgiven, and as the Lord's Prayer says. It's a reminder to repent and to abide in Jesus through complete faith and trust without any doubt. So now that I know the presence of God within me, the cross now means everything to me in my life.
Hi everyone, my sisters and my brothers in Jesus. I'm so glad to see you again. Yeah, the question is, what means cross to me? I can explain that in English, but my lovely husband helped me for translation.
For the translation.
از سه سال تقریبا سه ساله که صلیب برای من معنی پیدا کرده.
It's been almost 3 years since the cross has a meaning for me now.
قبل از اون هیچ معنی خاصی برای من نداشت، فقط هیچ معنی خاصی برای من نداشت، فقط میدونستم که یک سمبل برای مسیحیه.
Before that it didn't have any meanings for me. I just knew that it was a symbol for Christianity.
ولی خوشبختانه الان خیلی معنی ها تو زندگی من پیدا کرده.
But now it has so many meanings in my life.
بزرگترین کاری که صلیب توی زندگی من انجام داد میتونم بگم صلیب میشه گفت یه چیزی بود که منو از جهنمی که درونش بودم به بهشت خدا وارد کرد.
One of the biggest thing that the cross did for me, it could be like a bridge that helped me to go from the previous life to the new life.
جهنمی که میگم منظورم یه مکان نیست، جهنم درونه. You're right.
This one's not that easy to translate. جهنم. Like the previous life that I had before, it was like a, I think the right translation is like a hell for me, but now I've gone from that hell to a new place, like a heaven now.
Yeah. من قبلاً یه خصوصیات اخلاقی که داشتم کینه رو تو دلم نگه می‌داشتم.
It's very hard to translate now.
Sorry.
Not really. Not prepared.
This is راحت‌تر بگم.
I used to have a lot of bad habits, you know, keeping all sorts of anger into myself and into my heart.
صلیب کاری که برای من کرد، من الان به راحتی میتونم ببخشم دیگرانو، ازشون کینه به دل نداشته باشم.
And what I've learned from the cross and what it has meant to me is now that I've been given the gift to forgive people now when I didn't used to before.
فاصله ای که بین من و خدای من بود و اون صلیب برداشت.
The distance between me and the wife with God is now much less.
قبلا وقتی که دعا می‌کردم نمی‌دونستم، هیچ اعتمادی نداشتم که خدا یا صدای منو می‌شنوه یا نه.
Before when I was praying I had no idea if God would hear me or not.
ولی الان وقتی که دعا می‌کنم ایمان دارم که خدا صدای منو می‌شنوه و جوابشو می‌گیرم.
But now when I pray I have faith that God will hear me and I will get my answers.
معنی دیگه‌ای که صلیب توی زندگی من داره اون بخشش و گذشتی که عیسی مسیح روی صلیب بر ما انجام داد.
The other meaning that the cross has to me is that the forgiveness and the sacrifices that Jesus did for us.
وقتی که اون سربازا تو کتاب می‌خونیم که داشتن میخو به دست و پای عیسی مسیح می‌کوبیدن.
When we read on the Bible that soldiers were putting the nails into the cross, Jesus' hand.
او با تمام بخشش و محبتش دعا کرد و گفت ای پدر اینها رو ببخش چون نمیدونن دارن چیکار میکنن.
He asked from God that forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
اینا عزیزان واقعا درس‌های بزرگیه برای تک تک ما.
For me this is a big teaching.
یاد میگیرم که در سخت‌ترین شرایط زندگی وقتی که داره به من بدی میشه بتونم ببخشم و برای طرف دعا کنم.
It has taught me that in a worse condition in my life that I can forgive.
صلیب برای من نه تنها بخشش گناهانم بود، بلکه ورود به اقتدار خداوندم بود.
Christ is not just forgiveness from my sins and everything, it's actually entering into the God's kingdom.
من در عیسی مسیح قدرت انجام هر کاری دارم امروز.
I know that I can do anything in Jesus now.
آمین.
آمین. Thank you.
So what is the cross to me? I've been thinking about that for the last couple of days, and I think the first thing to do is to go back to what the cross is literally. It was invented by King Darius of Persia in his time. King Darius is in the book of Daniel. And crucifixion to me is an embodiment of human cruelty. It's designed to humiliate. It's designed by its very nature to prolong agony. And it was designed for the lowest of the low, for slaves, for non-citizens, to teach people a lesson as a show of force, a warning and a deterrent. The cross is literally an expression of excruciating pain. So is this still the case? The cross to me is a reminder of my Christian brothers and my Christian sisters who are still being crucified. In Raqqa and Aleppo, where Christians are being crucified because they refuse to convert. In Libya, in Yemen, and in many other places. Crucifixion is still on the statute books of Saudi Arabia as a punishment. And of course, Christians have been crucified ever since Christ. In Japan in the 16th and 17th centuries, missionaries were routinely crucified. And so I think what Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me, and I wonder, am I strong enough? Would I have the courage to do this? And do I have the discipline to remember my Christian brothers and sisters in prayer who are being persecuted? The cross for me is the symbol of the cost of following Jesus. And finally, to me, the cross is everywhere. It's on clothing, inverted, sideways, back to front. It's so disrespected in this society. And I was reading a quote by Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury. He was asking, are we now living with a symbol emptied of power by time and by fashion? Christianity with a powerless cross is Christianity without a throne for Christ or an aspiration for Christians. A cross that has no weight is not worth carrying. And so the cross for me is a heavy cross, a cross of weight, and a cross with hope.
The cross of Jesus means many things to different people, to many people. It's like a diamond with so many different facets. You can spend a lifetime contemplating it and constantly keep discovering new facets, new aspects to meditate upon and to learn from. For me, speaking very personally, a lifelong passion of mine has been the role of the cross in bringing us freedom. I remember when I was about 13 and I read some letters of Paul to the Galatians, a letter of Paul to the Galatians, he says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free." And these words just resonated so deeply in my soul. And I've had a passion for freedom ever since. Our hearts long for many things. We have lots of desires. Some of these are good desires and they're life-giving, and others are for things that bring death and despair to us. Some of our desires are godly, coming from the heart of God's love for us, from being made in his image. And others come from the reality of sin that pursues our souls and seeks to corrupt and ultimately to destroy us. But one of the godly desires of the human heart is the yearning for freedom, to be released from the chains that bind us and tie us up. Chains like our brokenness, our sin. These are channeled and controlled by the bonds of so many kinds we bear, our addictions, our bad decisions, the God-denying lies of others and of our own words as well, that would tie up and cripple our souls. In the face of this, one of the most amazing and life-changing things to know about Jesus is that he calls you to be free. I'm speaking about being free within, a kind of freedom that no government can grant to you, no legislative authority can provide to you. Freedom from evil and all its claims upon your soul. At a critical time, just hours before he was taken off to be crucified, Jesus was speaking with his disciples about the reality of evil in this world, and he said, amazingly, that evil has no hold on him. He said, "I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming." He was speaking of Satan. "He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me." "He has no hold over me," Jesus said. What amazing and powerful words. It was in complete freedom that Jesus went to the cross to take upon himself our chains, our wounds, our brokenness. He was the freest person who ever lived, and yet in complete freedom he allowed himself to be bound, nailed, whipped, and crucified. In this dark story of human cruelty lies an incredible revelation, an unveiling of the heart of God, of a cosmic plan for our freedom, for your freedom. St. Paul meditated long and hard upon the cross, and he wrote at one point that the cross of Christ was his only boast in this life. And he described what happened on the cross in this way. He said, "God forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." This is a declaration, a triumphant statement of God's power to set us free from evil, from spiritual forces that seek to constrain and dominate our lives. Not only is the weight of our sin, our legal indebtedness, cancelled through the cross, its power overthrown, but the evil itself, power of evil itself, has been disgraced and disempowered, its poison taken away. The message of the cross is God's call to freedom. The cross rings out freedom, calling down the ages, even to us here today on Good Friday. This is a good day to remember and even to seek the freedom which Jesus offers us. A freedom which no human authority can grant. Freedom which no amount of pain and suffering in this life can take away, freedom which comes straight from the heart of God himself for us. Peter wrote this: "It was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were paid for and bought out of the empty way of life handed down to you by your ancestors. But you were bought with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. He did it all for you." I'd like to pray a prayer of response to this invitation that Christ offers us when he stretched out his hands. And I invite you to join with me in your heart if you would like to say yes to this offer of spiritual freedom, a freedom that no one and nothing can take away. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please forgive me my sin, our sin, Lord, the things that we have clung to, that we have invited into our lives, that we have sat down and dined with. Lord, I'm tired of the weight of this sin. I don't want the chains that come with it, all the burdens and the curses, the lies that I've accepted. Please set me free. I plead the cross before you now. I ask that this promise of Scripture that the power of evil set against me would be disgraced and humiliated. I claim that this promise could be mine today, that you would set my heart free. Grant me the peace that Jesus is promising to me, Lord. I seek the peace of your everlasting love, your profound acceptance. I choose to be a child of God. I choose to be yours. I choose to walk with Jesus, to take up that cross, to follow him. I choose to belong to him, to walk in the way of the cross, into life everlasting. Amen. Amen.